Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For Let's Call Paul, shall we?
Need the latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Immig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Immig joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how are you doing today?
Hey, Bill. Good. How are you?
Cold, but good. I think we're all going to get through it, so we'll survive.
Yeah, freezing, but good.
Yeah. So we now know more people have been hired in Green Bay. In case people didn't happen to catch it, they now have a player personnel director. They've got an offensive line coach. Things continue to just kind of pan out as this team continues to add to the staff, so to speak. So give me your thoughts as the Packers continue to add names and numbers and such. You got the inside linebackers coach, Kevin Olivadotti. Olivadotti, I think is how you pronounce his name.
As good a try as any.
Olivadotti. Yeah. And then you've got Justin Outen, the tight ends coach. Adam Stenovich, the offensive lines coach. So you got quite a few guys coming into the system now.
Stenovich is from Wisconsin. I forget exactly which city. I thought the front office hire that you mentioned, too, is really interesting that, you know, that that Gutekunst now sort of has another higher-up guy to help him in the front office process and coming from Baltimore. And it's, you know, there's a lot of pieces here coming together. And I think what you're going to start seeing, and I know you asked me, I think it was a week ago, either a week ago today or a week ago 2 weeks ago, or on this day 2 weeks ago, and, you know, in terms of, like, who has the most pressure on them, is it Gutekunst or is it LaFleur? You know, as this comes together, this is a few things happening at once, Bill. This is literally like the combination of three new eras starting simultaneously. One, it's the year two of the Mark Murphy era. It's year two of the Brian Gutekunst era, and it's year one of the Matt LaFleur era. And depending on how these next incredibly critical 5 years go of what, you know, the tail end of Aaron Rodgers' career is going to speak enormously loud about these hires, and not just because of the front office, but because of the coaching staff and the way these guys put their staffs together. Matt LaFleur making kind of a gutsy call and letting go of James Campen, who, you know, there's you know, the Packers have had offensive line problems at different points. How much of that is the fault of Campen, or is it just, you know, injuries and not investing? Or, you know, you don't bring back Lang, you don't bring back Sitton, you don't bring back J.C. Treader, and there's even guys that even before that, and you know, that's an interesting hire, you know, or an interesting departure followed by a new hire. So you just kind of see all of this taking shape. And I know there's a lot of people that have talked to me about it that are just nervous about the way that things are structured now, because you do have to ask yourself who hired whom, who wanted whom. Like Campen leaving, was that totally 100% LaFleur? Is that somewhat Murphy? Is that somewhat Gutekunst? Is it even Russ Ball, who has, you know, a pretty important role? And you still have Ted Thompson as a, you know, sort of a senior advisor and carrying out some type of role. So it's interesting to watch what has happened, Bill. And like you and I have said, I mean, none of this can really be judged now. All that can really happen right now is you have to watch it unfold and watch curiously. And, you can question little things here and there, but this is a whole, I mean, we have completely restarted this Packers team from a point where, you know, just a year ago, a little bit over a year ago, you had the Ted Thompson, Mike McCarthy, Dom Capers, you know, like what we knew for like a decade, more than a decade, was so consistent. And now it's just it might as well be a different franchise. Literally. It's a new power structure. It's a new GM. It's a new coach. This is a wild time we're living in right now. And obviously they have to get it right, because because of where Rodgers is at in his career at age 35.
This is one of those moments in which you realize you're a little bit older, because Milt Hendrickson, who's the new Packers director of football operations, he was an intern for the team when I was covering them back in 2004. He was there for one training camp. And then he went on after that. He worked for 14 seasons in the player personnel department for the Baltimore Ravens. Now he's back as the director of player football operations. He went to UW La Crosse. He was a coach and stuff. But, man, all of a sudden I feel old.
Is he, like, what, 40 years old now, right?
Something like that. I don't know.
You know, and LaFleur is 39. The GM of the Brewers is 33. The GM of the Bucks is 32, I think John Horst is. The coach in the Super Bowl for the Rams is 33. Life comes at you quick, doesn't it?
I know. Way too fast. Way too fast. No doubt about it. Hey, so now that they've got all these pieces that are starting to fall into place, you're right about a lot of newness, and I'm sure you get asked as much as we do about, you know, hey, so what do you think? And we did it again last night, and we had Stephanie Sutton from Channel 12 on, and it's I keep telling people kind of the stand pat answer that Mike Clemens gave me. I'll let you know in September. I don't know. I don't mind. Like you said, with all these new ears and all these new moving parts and all the new gears and all the new personalities and all the new philosophies and all the new communication, I don't know. We're trying to wrap our arms around it. We do know that Mark Murphy's the guy that stands above and kind of, you know, oversees everything. And I'm sure there's these meetings in his office. And you know what? And I'll go back to this. Have you ever seen the piece on Robert Kraft that shows when he bought the team and how he ran the team and how he still sits down with all the department heads once a week and still sit? I mean, Bill Belichick's sitting on the end of the couch. He's got his player personnel people, his general manager. He's got his marketing director. He's got his communications person, his pro shop person. Everybody's there.
Yeah, I recall this, and it's one of those things where if it works, no one's going to care.
Right.
I mean, the only reason that people got so attached, you know, to the Ron Wolf way of doing things and under Bob Harlan is because it worked. I mean, if the Packers would have been terrible in the 90s and the early 2000s, you think people would have been like, don't ever change this power structure? No, it's because it worked. So we became comfortable and we became familiar. So, like, hey, Murphy takes over a year ago and, you know, he basically has a huge hand in who ended up getting hired and keeping Russ Ball and Mike McCarthy getting the contract extension, all of these things. But in the meantime, what he said is, you know, we need to break down the walls that existed under Ted Thompson, and we're going to all get together and every week or every couple weeks or whenever there's a big decision, and the three of us are going to talk about it, McCarthy and myself and Brian Gutekunst. Well, you know, how much did that – I mean, I'd love to know if there's like a tally of the number of times that that happened in the year 2018, of course, prior to McCarthy getting fired. But again, you know, there's teams like – look at how much, and again, the Browns have finally, seemingly turned a corner, but all of the meddling that people talk about with Jimmy Haslam in Cleveland, well, they call it meddling, Bill, because it didn't work.
Right.
when it does work, you call it genius. And, you know, the world is a results-driven world, and the NFL is a results-driven business, and we judge things based on the result. So, hey, if Murphy wants to be this involved and he wants to go from – you know, worrying about Titletown and Sledding Hills and now worry about who he's going to hire for GM and head coach. Hey, if it works, give the man all the money and hire him to a lifelong extension as being the president of the Packers. And if it doesn't work, you know, then he's going to have a lot of questions to answer and obviously going to be harder for him to get a job like this at another place, because he is the pseudo-owner here. He is the pseudo-Robert Kraft. He is the pseudo-Jerry Jones. He doesn't have the money of those guys, and he's not literally the guy on that's, you know, the owner of the team. But let's face it, he is playing that owner role. And if it goes down in flames, he's going to be crushed forever by Wisconsin sports fans. But if the Packers get another Super Bowl in the next 5 years, I don't think anyone's going to care one way or the other how it was all put together.
Real quick before I let you go, and we're going to get more into this next week, but how excited are you for the upcoming week? Because we always know everything ramps up when it comes to the NFL. There's celebrations, opening night now on Monday, introduction of the teams, analyzation of the game. How excited does it seem like it's a little bit flat this year?
Oh, no, not at all. I mean, I think there was two things that happened, I think, when you kind of saw what the matchups were in the AFC and NFC championship game. You had a couple scenarios. You could even had Breeze Brady, you know, two 40-plus-year-old quarterbacks, Peyton versus Belichick in the sense of two long-tenured head coaches, you could have had the complete opposite. You could have had Goff versus Mahomes with, you know, one inventive 33-year-old head coach versus one reinvented, however old Andy Reid is in his mid-50s, right? But Reid is completely revamped. Or you could have had a combo of the two. And I think the fact that you have what most people would consider, I mean, let's face it, the Sean McVay coaching tree is like the only tree that matters right now. Think of how many, including Matt LaFleur, who have come from that tree. And interestingly, the Bill Belichick tree, which has tons of vines and have spread out across the NFL, has largely been a disaster when these guys have left New England. So I think the fact that you have what most people would consider the smartest mind offensively in football, Sean McVay, versus the smartest defensive mind in probably football history and perhaps in Bill Belichick, you know, and you have 20, how old is Jared Goff, 23 versus Tom Brady at 42 or what, you know, there's so many intriguing things that happen here that, you know, selfishly, of course, I think, you know, I'm not like anti-Patriots or pro-Patriots, but I was kind of like intrigued by Mahomes versus Goff, but this presents a whole nother thing because and Bill, I'm wondering what the atmosphere is going to be like when you're there next week. I kind of feel like the Patriots are going to embrace like a villain role. Like, you know, they're going to play the heel that, you know, they know that I think they know that the casual football fan wants to see something new and wants to see something different. And yet here's the, you know, the big brother that kind of bullies its way into the Super Bowl every year and then has to be, you know, discussed about like, why are they so good? Or, you know, how come no one else is able to repeat this? And so, no, I'm, you know, media week, as you well know, can be a circus, but I think this is an awesome Super Bowl matchup, filled with a lot of storylines that are super intriguing.
Good stuff, Paul. We will chat again next week, okay?
Yeah, man, have fun.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it. At least it's going to be 25 degrees warmer. That's all I care about.
Yeah, totally.
There you go.
See you, Bill.
See ya. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.